لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم has stated, anyone who recites 50 times durood upon me every day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The viewers of Madni channel, welcome in the silsila in the light of Quran. And as you know that in this silsila, Mufti Sahib sits with us and we discuss some particular verses of Quran and then we try to learn some tafsiri nikab or some sort of explanation from Mufti Sahib. So moving towards the first question of the day, it's regarding the verse number 75 of the Surah, Surah Baqarah. أَفَتَطْمَعُونَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا لَكُمْ وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُحَرِّفُونَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَقَلُوهُ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Translation, so O Muslims, do you have this hope that they will embrace faith because of you, while there was a group among them who would listen to the word of Allah, then they would deliberately change it, even after they had understood it. The viewers of Madri channel, in this verse of Quran, Quran Kareem is speaking about the fabrications or distortions of the Ahl-e Kitab, which they made in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's ask Mufti Sahib, that Mufti Sahib, what kind of distortions or in which way they manipulated with these books? And then the second thing is that if they are manipulated and distorted books, then we are also supposed to believe in them. So how can we believe in those books who are fabricated and manipulated and distorted according to Quran itself?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. As Allah Azza wa Jalla has told and described in the Holy Quran, the people of book, they distorted the book of Allah. So now, what was the method of Bani Israel to distort the books of Allah? So that was two kinds. One, they used to write things from their own, with their own hands. And then they claimed that these are the words of Allah Azza wa Jal as well. And sometimes they described the original words of the book of Allah, but they changed the meaning. And they showed that these are the meanings of the original words of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned both kinds of distortion. Allah Azza wa Jal has given many warnings to them as well. As Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Holy Quran, فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِ ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ لِيَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. Allah said, so woe to them who has written scriptures from with their own hands, and then they said, هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, this is from Allah, in order to exchange it for some trivial sum. So for getting some worldly wealth, they wrote book with their own hands, and then they claimed in front of people that these words are also from Allah Azza wa Jalla. That is one kind. And the book we find nowadays, which is in front of us nowadays, so that is full of those fabrications. I mean, most of those words are from those people who have written with their hands, but they claimed these are from Allah Azza wa Jalla. That is one kind. And sometimes they read the words of Allah Azza wa Jal, but they change the meaning. And sometimes it happens that to their own people, they used to say, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the Prophet of Allah. And he has been mentioned in our books as well. But he is Prophet for Bani Ismail, not for Bani Israel. For the children of Ismail, not for the children of Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. And we are Bani Israel, so that's why he is not Prophet for us. He is Prophet for the children of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. So that was their changing. Because they were reciting the actual words of Allah Azza wa Jal, the real words of Allah Azza wa Jal, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Prophet of Allah, and the signs which Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in their books, those signs are found in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But despite that, he is not Prophet for us. He is Prophet for the children of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. So that was another kind of changing. So one changing was this, that they wrote themselves and then they attribute those words to Allah Azza wa Jal. And sometimes they recited the words of Allah, but they changed the meaning. So these were two kinds. Now the second question, that when they have brought many changes in their books, and we have been commanded to believe in those, and we believe in those books as well. So I would say, we believe in the books of Allah. We believe in the scriptures of Allah, what Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed over His prophets. Allah Azza wa Jal revealed Torah to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Azza wa Jal revealed Zabur to Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Azza wa Jal revealed Injil to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So our first belief is this, that we believe that Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed scriptures and books to His prophets. The first thing. The second, what Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed to His prophets is true. That is right. And we believe in those books. What Allah Azza wa Jal originally revealed to His prophets, we believe in those books. Now, what about these books which are in front of us, which are available? So, we believe that Allah Azza wa Jal revealed books. Now, if some ayah from those books are in these books, we believe in those ayat as well. But we can't differentiate between fabrications and between the original words of Allah Azza wa Jal. So we believe in these books according to those books which are the actual words of Allah Azza wa Jal, not the fabrications of these people. So that's why our belief is in the words of Allah, not in the fabrications of these people. So now there is another thing. It is not necessary that whichever word is right and true, that is the word of Allah.
True.
Because might be as the word La ilaha illallah, none is worthy of worship except Allah. That is right, that is true, that is our belief. But in that particular place where it is found, Allah Azza wa Jal revealed or not, we don't know.
In that particular place, we don't know.
So might be that would be the part of a speech of a person. That might be the part of the speech of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So that's why we believe that Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed books, and whatever Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed, we believe in that book. And there are some ayah, there are some portion of these books which are actually the words of Allah, and we believe in only those words and those books, and only in those words. But what is fabrication and what is the actual word, we don't know. So that's why we can't differentiate between fabrications and the actual words of Allah Azza wa Jal.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in nutshell, we can say that those books which were originally revealed upon the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we do believe in them. But as far those books are concerned which are available today in front of us, so there are many fabrications and manipulations in those books, so it is not necessary that each and every verse of them is for sure word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those who are words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we believe in them. And those which are fabrications, so they are fabrications.
And these are the same words which Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Holy Quran. Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded to us, قُولُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى. So Allah Azza wa Jal has said, قُولُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ. We have believed in Allah. And we believed in what? مَا أُنْسِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنْسِلَ إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَصْبَاطِ. We believe in what Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed to us. What has been revealed to us and what was revealed to Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq and the children of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam and Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, and then وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى, and which was given to Musa and to Isa and the other prophets. So now if we see these words, what are these words? مَا أُنْسِلَ إِلَيْنَا, which has been revealed to us, that is Quran. وَمَا أُنْسِلَ إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ, and which has been revealed to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, not which was found nowadays in the hands of people, which was revealed to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Allah said, وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى, and which was given to Musa and to Isa, means we believe in that which was given to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, not which is in the hands of these people. Because whatever is in the hand of these people, we believe only in those words which are the words of Allah Azza wa Jal according to the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal. So that's why our belief is only in those books which were given to Musa alayhi salam, to Isa alayhi salam, to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam.
Moving to the next question, there was a group of Ahle Kitab and they had some baseless and false wishes which have been described in Quran in the following way, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِيَّ وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ. Translation: and from among them there are some illiterate people who have no knowledge of the book except false wishes, and they only speculate. The viewers of Madin channel, there are two questions regarding this verse of the Holy Quran. That who are those people? What is meant by that group of people which are described in this verse? And number two, what are their false or baseless wishes? Let's go to Mufti Sahib and ask about this thing.
Allah has mentioned in this place, and when the people become non-practicing, then they start making some desires. Then they start making some wishes. And most of the time, those wishes are fabricated wishes. Those wishes are false wishes. So, because the people of Bani Israel people, they used to make these kind of wishes. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned their wishes in the Holy Quran in many places. For example, in one place, قَالُوا لَن تَمَسَّنَ النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَةً. They said, fire will never touch us. Except for a few days. Means for a few days, 40 days or 7 days. 40 days or okay. 7 days. So if we are thrown into hellfire, we will remain there only for 7 days or for 40 days. The days in which we worshipped calf. We worshipped cow, so only for those days, and those were 40 days or those were 7 days. So we will be punished only for those days. لَن تَمَسَّنَ النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودًا. Fire will never touch us except for a few days. So then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, قُلْ أَتَّخَذْتُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَهْدًا فَلَنْ يُخْلِفَ اللَّهُ عَهْدًا أَمْ تَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Have you taken any covenant with Allah from Allah Azza wa Jal? Then Allah Azza wa Jal will not break his covenant. Then Allah Azza wa Jal will never go against his words. Am taquluna ala Allahi ma la ta'lamun? You are speaking about Allah what you don't know. Means you are claiming something about Allah Azza wa Jal which you don't know. So that was their another thing, and that was their another fabricated wish. That they will remain, if they will be thrown into hellfire, so they will remain there only for a few days, for 7 days, for 10 days. So these were their wishes. Then in another place, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned their wish and their claim. They say, نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاؤُهُ. We are the children of Allah and we are beloved to Him. So Allah Azza wa Jalla said to them, قُلْ فَلِمَ يُعَذِّبُكُمْ بِذُنُوبِكُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقَ. Say, O Prophet, if you are the children of Allah or you are beloved to Allah, so then why does Allah punish you on your sins? Rather, you are among those whom Allah Azza wa Jalla has created. Means you are the creation of Allah and you are like other human beings. So that's why there is no special link with Allah Azza wa Jalla from you. So that's why you are like other people. So these kind of things, they used to boast, they used to speak, and they used to claim. And these were their fabricated wishes, which Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in this place. So then Allah Azza wa Jalla told the rule, the law of Allah Azza wa Jalla. What is the law of Allah Azza wa Jalla for people? To get reward from Allah or to be deserving for the punishment from Allah Azza wa Jalla. So Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned that, بَلَا مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ فَلَهُ أَجْرُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. The law of Allah Azza wa Jal is this, that whosoever surrender his face, submit his face in the court of Allah, and he does good deeds, so then his reward is with Allah Azza wa Jal, and there will be no grief for him, and they will not be afflicted with fear. So that is the rule of Allah Azza wa Jal. So when that is the rule of Allah Azza wa Jal, so other than that, without having proper belief and true belief, and without practicing the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal, if someone claims that I will enter into paradise, so that would be considered as fabricated wish and false wish. And that was the things which were very common among these people.
The viewers of Badi channel, Iman, and then the Amal-e Saleh, the righteous deeds or good actions, these are the two criteria because of which a person will either be elevated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he will be thrown into the depths of the hell because he is not a believer, and or because his actions are not according to the teachings of Quran and Sunnah. Moving to the next verse, which is verse number 83, again Surah Baqarah, and in this verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making mention of a covenant. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِنْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. Translation: and remember, when we took a pledge from the children of Israel that worship not anyone other than Allah, and be benevolent to parents and relatives and orphans and the indigent, and speak to the people courteously, and establish the prayer and give zakah. However, then you turned away except a few of you, and you in any case are those who turn away from divine commands. The viewers of Madri channel, in this verse, covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also mentioned, and then what was the attitude, it is also mentioned. So now my question about this verse is, Mufti Sahib, in this verse, covenant is being mentioned, and then it is also mentioned that what was the attitude. Now my question is that this covenant is with us as well, that we are also being commanded to act upon this covenant, and then what is our attitude towards this covenant, if this covenant is with us as well?
The covenant which Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in this place is obvious and very clear, that Allah Azza wa Jalla has said, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِلَىٰ آخِرِهِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned some things in this ayah. So first of all, I would say there is a rule which is very common in our Sharia, and particularly about Quran. What is that? Whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Holy Quran regarding previous nations, those commandments are for us as well. Until Allah Azza wa Jalla forbade us from that, or the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam forbade us from that, as we have discussed this rule in the matter of sajda to any human being, to anything other than Allah Azza wa Jalla. So in that place, we have mentioned this rule. In previous nations, it was allowed to do sajda of respect to someone. That was allowed in previous Sharia and nations. But in our Sharia, Allah Azza wa Jalla has forbidden from that. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has forbidden from that. So similarly, whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla has described about other nations and about other Sharia, if Sharia didn't forbid us from that, so that would be commandment for us as well. So now here in this place, particularly the things which have been mentioned, those are very obvious that these are the commandments of our Sharia as well. Because what have been mentioned here? Allah Azza wa Jalla said, La ta'buduna illallah, don't worship except Allah. Wa bil walidaini ihsana. وَذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. These are 8 commandments. First, worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla, then doing good to parents, then doing good to relatives, orphans, and destitute, and speaking good words, and speaking good to other people, and establishing prayer, and paying zakah. So, all these commandments are the commandments of our Sharia. The first thing, so that is the main thing, worshipping of Allah Azza wa Jal, that is the main commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal in every Sharia. And then there is another thing as well. Basically, there are many commandments which are common between us and between previous Sharias. Which are those? As beliefs, whatever beliefs the previous nation had, those are beliefs for us as well. They believed in Allah, in paradise, in hell, in the day of judgment, in prophet, in the books of Allah Azza wa Jal. So we have the same beliefs. So in the matter of beliefs, there is no difference. Similarly, in the matter of good qualities and good attributes, removing the filth of the bad qualities from the heart. So those are common between us and the previous nations. So in the matter of beliefs, and in the matter of good behavior and good quality, there is no difference between us and the previous nations. Now, in the details of Sharia, means the method of offering prayer, might be the method of offering prayer in previous nations would be different.
Okay.
And the method of offering prayer in our Sharia, that is different.
Okay.
Similarly, in paying zakah, and similarly in some other commandments of Sharia, as in observing fast. So, there are differences in the matters of Sharia, in some Sharia detailed matters. Otherwise, in beliefs and in good qualities and bad qualities matter, the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal are same and those are common. So, now about these commandments. So, as I have mentioned, these commandments, so the Holy Quran is full of the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal regarding these matters. Bil walidaini ihsana. Here in this place, bil walidaini ihsana is in the context of covenant of Bani Israel, because in the beginning of the ayah, wa id akhadna mithaqa Bani Israel, la ta'buduna illa Allah wa bil walidain ihsana. But other than that, the same sentence is in Quran in many places, and there is no background of Bani Israel or any other nation. That is the actual commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal to us. Then being good to our relatives. So that is another commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal, as we have mentioned in the early ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَن يُصَلَى. The qualities of fasiq people, transgressors people. So what was that? الَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَن يُصَلَى. So that tying the ties of relation, the ties of relatives, that was the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal, which is called Sila Rahmi. That is wajib, that sometimes that is first. And then helping the poor people, helping the needy people, helping the destitute people. So that is another commandment, that is also the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Quran is, wherever the matter of charity and donation is mentioned, most of the time that is about poor people, that is about needy people. وَيُطْعِمُونَ طَعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. Then yatiman da maqraba or miskinan da matraba. So in how many places Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned, particularly about zakah, innama sadaqatu lil fuqara'i wal masaki. Zakat, charities are for poor people and for destitute people. So helping the poor people, helping the needy and destitute people, that is the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Then for orphans, so in how many places Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded us to do good with orphans and who consume the wealth of orphans unjustly. So how many warnings and how severe warnings are for those people? Inna alladhina ya'kuluna amwal yatama zulman innama ya'kuluna fi butunihim nara. Indeed, those people who are consuming the wealth of orphans unjustly, So they are filling their stomach with fire, means they are consuming fire in their stomach. So these kind of commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal in Quran in many places. And then وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. So what is the meaning of قُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا? There are two meanings of this. The one that inviting people towards virtues and forbidding other people from sins. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Say, speak good word to other people. If the meaning of this ayah is أَمْرٌ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهْيٌ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, inviting other people toward virtues and forbidding other people from sins, if that is the meaning, so then that is the special quality of this nation, of this ummah, that Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Holy Quran, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin-nasi ta'muruna bil ma'rufi wa tanhauna 'anil munkar, means inviting other people towards virtues and forbidding other people from sins, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned as the responsibility of this ummah. As a responsibility of this ummah, that kuntum khayra ummah, you are best of the nations, ukhrijat lin-nas, who are brought forth for other people. Why? Ta'muruna bil ma'rufi wa tanhauna 'anil munkar, you enjoin upon others to do good and you forbid other people from committing sins. So that is the responsibility of this particular, and particularly when our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final prophet of Allah, he is the last prophet of Allah. So after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, amrun bil ma'ruf wa nahyun 'anil munkar, that is the responsibility of this ummah. So if the meaning of that ayah wa qulu linasi husna is amrun bil ma'ruf wa nahyun 'anil munkar, so that is the commandment of Allah azza wa jal to us as well. And then if the meaning of that ayah is to speak courteously, to speak good words to other people, so that is really, that is a commandment of Sharia, and that is the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being polite to other people, speaking good words to other people, not to harm other people, not teasing other people. So these are the commandments. So wa qulu linasi husna, so that is also the commandment of Allah azza wa jal to us as well, and that is the commandment of our Sharia. Then wa aqimu salata wa atu zakah, so that is obvious, that is in many places establishing prayer, paying zakah. So that's why it is very clear and very obvious that all these things, la ta'buduna illa Allah wa bil walidaini ihsana wa dhil qurba wal yatama wal masakin wa qulu linasi husna wa aqimu salata wa atu zakah, all these commandments are for us as well. So that's why that covenant is with us as well.
It means that all these commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are with for us as well. As la ta'buduna illallah was for the previous ummahs, in the same way it is for us as well. As qulu linnasi husna was the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for previous ummahs and for Bani Israel, in the same way it is for us as well. Acha Mutsab, here I want to ask you that this covenant is for us as well. Then my question is that are we able to fulfill this commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or this covenant which was made with us as well in this present era?
Allah azza wa jal told us about covenant with Bani Israel, and then Allah azza wa jal told us what Bani Israel did with that covenant. So Allah azza wa jal described, ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْكُمْ, then you turned away from that except few people, means a few people fulfilled that covenant and most of them broke that covenant with Allah Azza wa Jalla. So now what is our condition? As we have mentioned that these are the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla to us as well, and that covenant is with us as well. So now what is our condition? So if we look at our society, so then we can come to know very easily what is our condition as far as the matter of la ta'buduna illallah. So according to belief, we are fulfilling that covenant, that we believe in Allah Azza wa Jal as being worthy of worship. So we have that belief. What is the behavior of people to their parents? How many people provide their proper services to their parents? We know very well, only religious people are those people who were upbrought in good environment and who were given proper education. So they are well behaved to their parents. Otherwise we read in newspapers and we observe some people, what is their behavior to their parents? So in that matter, really the condition is not good. that is worse and sometimes that is worst. Then wal yatama, so about orphans, some people have good wishes and they are good practicing people, but some, so they occupy the wealth of orphans, and as we sit in Darul Ifta, so we know what is condition. The people come to us and they ask questions about these matters, that our that a relative has occupied our wealth and that our relative has occupied our property, so please give us fatwa about those people. But fatwa doesn't work in this place. Fatwa doesn't work in this place because that is a matter of fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is a matter of thinking about the day of judgment, that what will happen to those people who are consuming the wealth of these orphans. So that is that matter. That is not the matter of fatwa. But really, condition is not very good. Might be in some places the condition would be good, but in many places condition is very worse. Then qulu linasi husna. So if the mean, as we have mentioned, there are two meanings of this ayah. If the meaning is amrun bil ma'ruf wa nahyun anil munkar, so the people are very far from that. They don't even they don't make their own children understand Sharia, and they don't admonish their own children, their own relatives, whatever other people are doing. So they say, we are with us and they and you are with yourself. Whatever you are doing, we don't have any concern about that. And nowadays, particularly those people who are called secular and liberal, so what is their mind? They say, if you have to follow the commandment of Sharia, that is your matter. You are not allowed to speak even one word to other people to do good or to abstain from sins, because that is his matter. That is his matter with Allah Azza wa Jal. So that's why be away from him. Whatever he is doing, that is his matter. And whatever you are doing, that is your matter. So now people have that kind of matter. If these people are non-believers, so then that is their matter. But if they are Muslims, so how can a Muslim speak these words, or how can a Muslim think this this thing, when Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us in the Holy Quran about amrun bil ma'ruf wa nahyun anil munkar? In many places, in dozens of places, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned that. So the matter of qulu linasi husna is also, I would say, it is missing. It is missing in our lives. And if the meaning of this ayah is to speak politely
and kindly,
courteously, kindly to other people, so then it might be found somewhere and it might be missing in some places. Qulu linasi husna, so that is the condition of practicing this commandment is good somewhere and is bad somewhere. Then waqimu salah wa atu zakah, so might be about paying zakah, the condition would be good. But in establishing prayer, in offering prayer, what is condition? How much percentage of Muslims offer prayer? So we know very well, our masajid are empty. They are waiting for musallis, and particularly in Fajr time, in Isha time, what is condition? We know very well. So I would say, really, what was the condition of Bani Israel? We might be better than them in that way, but our condition is not very good. We might be very close to them in this regard.
Here, I can't help making mention of one thing, and that is that the message of Islam is carrying a universal appeal inside it. You know, this covenant was made thousands of years ago with Bani Israel, with the children of Israel. But still, it is relevant with today's life. Being a Muslim, we have to follow this covenant as well. The viewers of Madin channel, moving to the next question, and that is regarding the verse number 84 and 85. In this verse, a complete incident is mentioned in a very brief way about the Bani Israel, that some commandments came to them, and they were that Bani Israel must not kill their brothers, and they must not banish them. And if they found that the brothers are prisoners in the hands of their enemies, then it is their duty to pay ransom money and get them free. But now what happened? That they did not follow all these commandments. Some commandments they used to follow and some others they used to abandon. So Quran Kareem is making mention of this particular incident in these words, that وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ لَا تَسْفِكُونَ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَلَا تُخْرِجُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ ثُمَّ أَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَشْهَدُونَ.
ثم انتم هؤلاء تقتلون انفسكم وتخرجون فريقا منكم من ديارهم تظاهرون عليهم بالاثم والعدوان وان ياتوكم اسارى تفادوهم وهو محرم عليكم اخراجهم افتؤمنون ببعض الكتاب وتكفرون ببعض فما جزاء من يفعل ذلك منكم الا خزي في الحياه الدنيا ويوم القيامه يردون الى اشد العذاب وما الله بغافل عما تعملون. Translation: And remember when we took an oath from you that shed not the blood of your own and do not drive away your people from your settlements, then you acknowledged and you yourselves are witness to this. Then you are these very people who began killing your own and banishing a group among you. You also aid acts of sin and transgression against them, and if they come to you as prisoners, you ransom them, although expelling them originally was prohibited for you. So do you believe in some commands of Allah and reject others? So what else is the recompense for one who does so among you except humiliation in the life of this world? And on the day of judgment, they will be returned to severe punishment. And Allah is not unaware of your action. The viewers of Madhi channel, from this translation of these two verses, we can easily understand that they used to act upon some of the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they used to leave and abandon some others completely. So in this way, they are being condemned in this verse. First, I would like to ask you, Mufti Sahab, that they used to act upon some commandments and they used to leave some others. So do you think that this kind of attitude is found in our society as well, in Muslim Ummah as well?
The meaning of this ayah could be discussed in some ways, because the application of those words, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ, there are two or three meanings of that ayah. Because the word is afatu'minun, do you believe? And then watakfuruna bibad, and you reject, you disbelieve. So basically, if the meaning of iman and the meaning of kufr in their original meaning, so then according to our sharia and according to our religion, I am speaking, because about those people it is not in the meaning of actual belief and actual disbelief, because they were misconducting, they were not practicing some commandments of their sharia, and not practicing of the commandments of sharia is not kufr. That is transgression, that is sin, that is fisk. So that is that kind of thing. That is not kufr, that is not the matter of kufr and Islam. But according to our own implication of this ayah, I would say, as far as the matter of beliefs is concerned, as the essentials of Islam, the basic beliefs of Islam, so it is necessary to believe in all the essentials of Islam, mean all the necessary beliefs of Islam. It is compulsory, it is obligatory to believe in all those, as believing in Allah, believing in prophets, believing in the day of judgment, believing in angels, believing the scriptures of Allah. All these are the essentials of Islam. So if someone doesn't believe even in one essential of Islam, he is not Muslim. For example, if someone doesn't believe in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a final prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, so if someone denies the finality of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that person is not Muslim. He is out of the fold of Islam. And the same commandment would apply upon that person who denies any other essentials of Islam. Okay. So if that is the matter of essentials of Islam, so then there is no way between Islam and kufr. Either a person is Muslim or he is out of Islam. So as far as the matter of believing in the essentials of Islam, so there is no relief in those. Okay, all the essentials we have to believe in. The first thing. Then, so as far as this matter is concerned, so might be some people who deny some essentials of Islam. So they goes out of the fold of Islam. As it happened in our society, that some people denied some essentials of Islam. As some people denied the finality of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so they are out of the fold of Islam, they are not Muslims. Now the second thing, some people deny the essential of Islam with some other words. And who are those people who deny Sharia and they claim that they are the people of Tariqah? So they say because we are on Tariqah, so that's where we don't need to follow Sharia. So when they deny Sharia and when they reject Sharia in that way, so they go out of the fold of Islam. Because Sharia is our religion. That is what Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed over Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is what Allah Azza wa Jal has described in the Holy Quran. So that's why whosoever denies Sharia, it means he is denying the commandments of Quran and he is denying the verses of the Holy Quran. So that's why that person is not Muslim. And this thing is also included in essentials of Islam. Means believing in Sharia is also one of the essentials of Islam. Now the second thing, the second implication of this ayah. The people follow some commandment of Sharia and they don't practice some other commandments of Islam. And that is the actual meaning of this ayah. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. Do you believe in some of the book and do you reject some of the book? So that condition and that practice is very common among people, because people have chosen Islam according to their wishes and according to their easiness and according to their convenience. Whatever is convenient for them or whatever is according to their wishes, they follow only those commandments. For example, some people have adopted only worships, they offer prayer, they pay zakah, they perform hajj, and they observe fast in the month of Ramadan. But other than that, the other commandments of Sharia regarding their business, regarding their employment, regarding their behavior with their parents and with their neighbors and with their relatives and regarding other commandments of Sharia, so they are too far from Sharia and they are too far from the commandments of Islam. So they have chosen one aspect of Islam. So it means they believe only in these commandments of Islam. They believe only in this portion of book and they don't believe in the other portion of the book. Means they don't practice other commandments of Islam. Some people have adopted some human rights and they are neglectful regarding rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. So they are polite, they are kind, they try to fulfill the rights of other people, but they never offer prayer, they never pay zakah, they never observe fast. And they say, because we are following that commandment, so that's why sometimes they say we don't need these things. Sometimes they say that is the matter of Allah Azza wa Jal, so Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us. So when they say these kind of words, so really, that is actually the meaning of that ayah, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. Do you believe in some of the book and do you deny some of the book? And then there are some other implication of this ayah, or the condition of the people, the practice of the people. What is that? Sometimes people become very strict in abstaining from some sins and they remain indulged in some other sins. As consuming pork, so the people hate that too much. But regarding alcohol, so they drink too much. From that they abstain too much, and in alcohol they consume too much. So what is that? Allah Azza wa Jal has forbidden from pork and Allah Azza wa Jal has forbidden from drinking alcohol. But you are following one commandment and you are leaving one commandment. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ. Do you believe only some portion of the book and do you deny some portion of the book? So that is very common among our people. Then sometimes people are very people hate stealing the wealth and the property of other people, but they consume usury and interest very easily and very conveniently. They consume usury and interest, though the sin of usury is equal to the sin of theft, or it is worse than the sin of theft. Because Allah Azza wa Jal has said about it, about consuming interest, الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ الرِّبَا لَا يَقُومُونَ إِلَّا كَمَا يَقُومُ الَّذِي يَتَخَبَّطُهُ الشَّيْطَانُ مِنَ الْمَسِّ. So that kind of warning and that kind of condition which Allah Azza wa Jal is describing regarding these people, that is worse than those people who are thieves. But people hate theft, but they consume usury very conveniently. So the meaning of that ayah could be applied in this place as well. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ. So in, there are many other examples what we can explain, but in the light of these examples, we can say really the condition of our society, the condition of our nation is not better than Bani Israel. If that applied over them, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ, that applies over us as well.
The viewers of Madri Channel, really it is a very alarming situation that the condition of this Ummah is not better than the condition of Bani Israel. As it was their habit that they used to follow some commandments and they used to shun some others. In the same way, there are some people in our society, in our community, that they follow some commandments of the Quran and they leave some others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to be practicing Muslim, and may we be granted the tawfiq to act upon each and every commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Quran.